Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. SITREP was generated on Saturday, the 30th of May 2026 at 037 Israel time, 2137 UTC. From Situation Room, meeting ends without decision on Iran deal as Hezbollah claims multiple attacks, May 29th, 2137 UGOC 0037 Israel, morning edition. Bottom line up front, President Trump's two-hour Situation Room meeting on a potential Iran deal ended without a decision, with the White House saying it is very close but unresolved. Iran denied the deal is finalized and rejected terms including uranium transfer and tolls on the Strait of Hormuz. On the northern front, Hezbollah claimed 22 attacks on Israeli forces in southern Lebanon, including rocket salvos, loitering glider strikes, and a hit on an Iron Dome platform. The IDF confirmed troops crossed the Latani River and struck Hezbollah targets, and the UN added Israel to its sexual violence blacklist for the first time, citing nearly 10,000 cases globally last year. Now, turning to the regional sections, in Iran, the Situation Room meeting that ended without a decision has left the status of negotiations opaque. Vice President J.D. Vance earlier told the BBC the US and Iran are very close but not there yet. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman said an agreement has not been finalized yet. An Iranian source has described Trump's remarks on the deal as a mixture of truth and lies. Iran rejected Trump's terms, including permanently foregoing nuclear weapons, reopening the Strait of Hormuz to unrestricted shipping, and cooperating on destruction of enriched uranium. A parliamentary committee head, Ibrahim Azizi, said Iran sets the terms as the victor on the ground. The Hormuz blockade remains at 4% of pre-war levels, with Brent crude falling 19% in May on ceasefire optimism but physical scarcity unresolved. Internally, Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Kalibaf said Iran extracts concessions with missiles, not negotiations, while factions clash over the interim deal. Air defense systems were activated on Kishim Island in the Persian Gulf in Lebanon. Hezbollah's 22 claimed attacks included rocket salvos on vehicle and troop gatherings in Al Bayada and Rashaf, loitering glider strikes on a Hummer in Nakoura, and hits on an Iron Dome platform at Ras Al Nakoura, technical equipment in Al Bayada, and an artillery emplacement in Kirbet Mar Ar. Quds News Network reported several Israeli tanks burning after being targeted east of Yomer. The IDF released footage showing a Hezbollah rocket salvo struck St. George's Orthodox Church in Marjayon. Israeli strikes killed at least five people in southern Lebanon, and the IDF struck Hezbollah targets across the south and in the Bekaa Valley, including an airstrike on Zefta. On the diplomatic track, the Pentagon hosted Israeli and Lebanese defense representatives in Washington to pursue a U.S.-brokered peace plan, with negotiations set to focus on the political track next Tuesday and Wednesday. Hezbollah is pushing Iran to secure its inclusion in any ceasefire agreement, while the IDF Northern Command fears Washington may freeze IDF actions in Lebanon. Humanitarian toll continues. UNICEF said 15 children were killed in Lebanon over the past week, and the WHO warned of damage to the country's healthcare. A Lebanese minister accused Israel of putting heritage sites in serious danger. In Gaza, the IDF struck and eliminated four Hamas gunmen on May 28. In southern Gaza, three armed operatives were killed near troops. In northern Gaza, a Hamas operative planning sniper attacks was killed. The military said all four posed an immediate threat and were precisely eliminated. The strikes occurred under the existing truce, with IDF forces deployed in accordance with the agreement and continuing to remove immediate threats. No further ground operations were reported. In the West Bank, Israel launched a new electronic system to register Palestinian land in Area C. Observers say this could accelerate informal annexation by reclassifying unregistered land as state land, weakening Palestinians' ability to prove traditional ownership. On the multilateral track beyond the UN blacklisting, the EU announced new sanctions against Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio is set to meet Pakistani Foreign Minister Dar in Washington to discuss the Iran war and negotiations. The UN report on sexual violence highlighted a CCTV incident at the S. Tymon detention facility, and the UN special representative said Israel failed to coordinate with her office on Palestinian allegations. Elsewhere, Irish fans disrupted a national soccer game against Qatar by throwing Palestinian flag tennis balls onto the field to protest planned matches against Israel. In the UK, a Greek citizen was charged over an alleged plot targeting an Iranian journalist. In New York, a Park Slope food co-op voted to remove products from 8 companies connected to Israel, including a Jewish-Arab coexistence non-profit and a tahini factory owned by a Muslim family. And in Syria, residents of Jabal Akil in northern Aleppo countryside continued protests for the 7th consecutive week demanding return of their lands. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of kinetic activity in Lebanon is accelerating, with Hezbollah claiming 22 attacks in a single day, up from sporadic strikes in prior windows. The IDF's confirmed crossing of the Litani River marks a qualitative escalation, moving from airstrikes and limited raids to a deeper ground presence. The protagonist set remains unchanged, but the scale and geography of engagements have expanded. In the Iran track, the situation has shifted from a reported draft deal to a stalled decision, with both sides hardening their public positions. The past 7 days show a pattern of intensifying military action paired with diplomatic brinkmanship, suggesting a race between escalation and a potential ceasefire. On the information environment, Hezbollah is dominating with a high volume of claimed attacks, framing itself as an effective resistance force inflicting losses on the IDF. This narrative is amplified by propaganda outlets like Al-Manar and Quds News Network, which circulate unverified imagery of burning tanks. The IDF counters with official statements and footage of Hezbollah's rocket strike on a church, aiming to portray Hezbollah as reckless. On the Iran deal, the US narrative of being very close is undercut by Iran's outright denial and rejection of terms, creating a gap where the actual status of negotiations is opaque. The UN blacklisting introduces a new negative framing that Israel will likely dismiss as politically motivated, but which could gain traction in international forums and the synthesis. The simultaneous escalation in Lebanon and stalling of the Iran deal are not coincidental. Hezbollah is likely increasing attacks to pressure Israel and the US into a ceasefire that includes its interests, while Iran uses the deal's uncertainty to extract better terms. The IDF's Litani crossing is a response to this pressure, aiming to degrade Hezbollah's capabilities before any diplomatic resolution freezes the front. A counter-reading is that the military actions are independent of the diplomatic track, but the timing of Hezbollah's surge coinciding with the Situation Room meeting suggests coordination. The UN blacklisting adds a layer of international pressure that could constrain Israel's operational freedom, making a ceasefire more urgent for Tel Aviv. And to wrap up the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Three indicators to watch. First, check Sentinel Salah. OneSAR imagery of southern Lebanon, Orbit 21, descending pass around 3:30 UTC May 30th for IDF vehicle concentrations north of the Litani River near Rashaf and Al-Bayada to verify Hezbollah's claimed tank strikes. Second, monitor the Quds News Network Telegram channel posting cadence over the next 48 hours for any spike in imagery of burning IDF vehicles or Hezbollah attack planes, which would indicate an escalation in the information war. Third, review Flight Radar 2 for data for Bandar Abbas International Airport between midnight and 6 o'clock UTC May 30th for any IRGC-affiliated cargo flights signaling potential weapons movement amid Hormuz tensions. Now, the predictions through a status quo lens Within 48 hours, the IDF will announce the establishment of a temporary forward operating base north of the Litani River. Before the next Pentagon-hosted talks on Tuesday, Hezbollah will claim at least 15 more attacks on IDF positions in southern Lebanon. And the Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through the next 72 hours with no direct kinetic exchange between the two states. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 24 hours, Iran will announce the activation of advanced centrifuges at the Fordo facility, explicitly rejecting the uranium transfer demand with low confidence. Before Wednesday, a Hezbollah loitering munition will strike a strategic IDF asset, such as a Merkava tank or Iron Dome battery, with confirmed visual evidence with low confidence. And within 72 hours, the US will impose new sanctions on Iranian oil exports, collapsing the tentative deal and triggering a Hormuz confrontation with low confidence. That concludes this Sitrep. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_Sitreps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.